Folks, get a good look at the WNBA. I know you're not, most of you, fans of the WNBA. Because the WNBA is America's first truly, thoroughly woke, or Marxist, depending on whatever word you want to use, organization. And what we call dual justice is the foundation of Marxism. Not everybody gets the same punishment for the same crime. It depends on who you are and your value to the party. That's intrinsic to Marxism. This is why you can go watch the videos of it online, and I've told this many times, every person in Chinese society during the revolution was classified as either an oppressor or oppressed and given one of five rankings. And they would literally haul up the oppressor class people onto a stage in front of a crowd and have the oppressed class people beat them to death in order to demonstrate, you know, you can do what you want if you're an oppressed class person. It's okay. But an oppressor class person could not do that. Because all life in our society, we are a society founded on the value of the individual. In communist China, your value is assigned, and this is just Marxism in general, according to your value to the party. That's woke. That's the dual justice system. We just think it's an unfair thing and Democrats always get away. No, that's Marxism. And you are literally seeing exactly what you saw during the Chinese Communist Revolution, I kid you not, in the beatings of Caitlin Clark and the response of the leadership of the WNBA. She was assaulted in a way. If I walked out of this studio into the parking lot and somebody assaulted me the way that Caitlin Clark was thrown to the ground, kicked, punched in the neck, and then kneed in the chest, and that was on video, whoever does it to me is getting arrested. Because that's classic assault. It's not just a foul. It's classic assault. The beatings are getting worse and worse and worse. Hurt her back. She couldn't play in the next game. She's fine now. But her head coach won't let her play. Her head coach won't let her play. It's gotten so bad that the House Republican Study Committee in Congress has sent a letter to the WNBA explaining, no, you can't beat her because she's white and straight. In a letter to League Commissioner Kathy Engelbert, Committee Chair August Pfluger called for greater accountability following what he said were repeated acts of physical violence and assault toward Clark. So, folks, when the players beat her, they're a oppressed class player. So they're, you know, black and lesbian. And, folks, it's the most astonishing thing. The refs just sit there. They say nothing. In fact, after absolute outrage by the fan base, because Caitlin Clark is the most popular player, why she's the best one in the league? They finally had to fine the black lesbian player who beat her for not being, you know, black or lesbian. Congress writes, Caitlin Clark is transforming women's sports. She's inspired a new generation of young girls to participate in athletics. Clark has been hip-checked, poked in the eye, struck in the throat during games. The Congress members writes, these incidents go far beyond routine physical play, yet the WNBA and its officiating team have too often failed to address these unacceptable incidents and hold players accountable. If you haven't seen her most recent beating, go look at it. Pure Chinese style. Pfluger, the Congress member, said that the WNBA has become a hostile work environment and said that could be grounds for an investigation by the Department of Justice, Department of Labor, and the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, and he is referring them for criminal investigation. Good. Discrimination of any kind has no place in women's sports, said Representative Tim Burchett. Folks, I am highlighting this so I want you to understand how their institutions work. Who's they? The Democrats and this new culture. Now, folks, remember last week when I played you the astonishing clip from her head coach, Fever head coach, Stephanie White, who's asked, hey, you've never condemned the beating of your player, Caitlin Clark. You've never done a single thing to advocate for her. There's a coach underneath her who has, but, the Fever head coach hasn't. And remember in the clip, she takes the side of the women who beat Caitlin Clark and says she's mad because people have said some racist things about him online. She didn't condemn the beating of Caitlin Clark at all. Well, she's asked yesterday again, hey, you know, Congress is pursuing this now. You know, are you going to continue to sit by and allow your best player to be beaten because she's white and straight, things she cannot change?
Concerning reports suggest that many of these attacks against Caitlin Clark may be racially motivated. What's your reaction to that?
Our team made a statement yesterday, so you can find that statement.
No, I understand that. I just mean as a coach, when you hear one of your players is being mentioned in a letter from members of Congress to the commissioner of the league, you know, how do you handle that?
Again, that's not something we can control. We're not affiliated with those groups, and we try to keep the main thing, and focus on the things that we can control.
Dan, I know you're a coach. You're going to go at her, if you will.
She won't condemn it. She still won't condemn the beating. That's what the reporter's trying to get her to do. Hey, can you just say, hey, like, it would be a bad thing if she keeps being beaten. You know, we condemn violence. No. Nope, she can't. Now, here's something you should know about Beaver head coach Stephanie White. She's a lesbian married to a black lesbian. And here she is defending the other black lesbian player who beat Caitlin Clark.
Before we start with questions, you know, I just want to address, you know, what's going on with AT. You know, I think first and foremost, it's absolutely unacceptable. You know, I think as a league, as a whole, there's been so much more toxicity, racism, homophobia, straight out, like, nonsense, hate nonsense. And it is absolutely unacceptable. Most of this coming from the online community, most of this, you know, in my heart of hearts, I believe, not coming from WNBA fans, Indiana Fever fans, you know, I believe that this
she's condemning the hate and toxicity toward AT. Who's AT? The one who beat Caitlin Clark. AT is not on her team. Caitlin Clark is. Folks, this make you mad? Again, this is woke Marxism. This is how an organization functions that's completely taken over by it. Now imagine if the Democrats managed to do this in every organization in America.